All right, let's switch gears right now and go to ABC News in Washington. Andy Field joins us right now at 5:37. And the Biden administration getting ready to shift how it allocates COVID-19 shots to the different states. Andy, is this because some states are using their allocation and some aren't?
That's precisely the reason. They want to make sure they get enough shots in enough arms, because the president's goal, his new goal now, is getting at least 70% of the country vaccinated by July 4th. And there are some states, including Iowa, that don't seem to be using the vaccines. In fact, they're just sitting on shelves in some places, where other states have a higher demand. So they're going to start moving them around a little bit so that they can keep vaccinating people that actually want the vaccine. Doesn't mean they're ignoring places like Iowa. They're just trying to use different tactics to get folks in some of these places that are resistant to getting the vaccine, or perhaps they're not in a location where it's easy to get them in some rural areas, to make sure that the federal government reaches every single person they possibly can. And the president admits that it's going to be a tough job trying to convince people to get vaccines who have gotten either bad information, or they're plugged into areas that are kind of downplaying the benefits of the vaccine, saying, look, he hopes that peer pressure will help in terms of getting people in their families vaccinated. And so they'll say, well, gee, if these people are vaccinated, maybe I should do it too. I may not need it because I'm not in the high risk group, but if I get the virus and pass it on to someone else, I could infect or even kill someone I love. And hopefully that message will get out to enough people that more people will get the vaccine.
Andy, very rarely do I like to talk about my own health, but I had COVID-19 last week. As a matter of fact, last 2 weeks, I've been recovering. My wife and son and I have been recovering from this disease. And let me tell you, this was probably the worst thing I've ever been through. And now that, and I was scheduled to get my shot last week, by the way, now that I've been through this, there's no possible way, knowing what I know now about COVID-19, would I ever have not gotten the shot earlier had I known what I would go through with COVID-19. I mean, it almost takes someone that has to go through COVID-19 to figure out how serious this is. I mean, these shots will keep people's lives. And I mean, why they wouldn't get it, I don't know. But more and more people, it seems like, are losing interest in getting the shot. What is the government, and what do they have to do to persuade people to do it?
Well, that's the operative word. It's persuasion. They can't force people to get this thing. And that's one of the issues here. It's still emergency use authorization, unlike things like smallpox and rubella and measles and mumps, where kids can't go to school unless they have the vaccination. We haven't reached that point in this country yet when it comes to COVID. We might. And the president was asked that question today, and he kind of dodged it, saying, look, my goal is to persuade people that this is the right thing to do. And it's really just folks like you going on the radio every day and people listening to KRDO and other stations in Colorado Springs and across the country who are listening and saying, well, gee, here's a prime example of why I need to get this vaccine. You know, maybe talk about exactly how terrible it was, other than, you know, it's terrible. People need to know that it is indeed a life and death situation. My wife is an emergency nurse. She's seen this up close and personal for a year, and it's horrible. It's been horrible to see so many people that medical professionals normally can help, and very often they can't. And we're seeing what's happening in India now, where they let their guard down, and now these variants have taken hold, and they're in a desperate situation. And President Biden and health officials in our country continue to say, we could be in that same position if we don't continue to be vigilant, if we don't continue to wear masks and keep our distance, if we're not vaccinated until we are, and then you certainly have a lot more freedom. And in fact, he's saying that July 4th is not only just Independence Day for this country, but if we get up to 70% of the country vaccinated, it could be Independence Day from the pandemic.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, if I look back, hindsight is 2020. If I look back and thought about what I would go through if I got COVID-19 as opposed to maybe some smaller side effect, I would pick the smaller side effect any day and twice on Sunday, because this is something that you don't want to mess around with. There was a time last week where I was really concerned about not only my health, but my wife's and my son's health. It is not a fun ordeal, and to just get through it, and now I feel the best I've felt in probably 3 weeks today, and I'm getting over it. So more and more people got to make their decision, but I'm here to tell you, get your shot, because you don't want COVID-19. Andy, thanks so much for the information. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to visiting with you down the line about many more things coming up as we move along here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you.